You're listening to the Better Boundaries Podcast. I'm your host, Bria Wanamaker. I'm a registered psychotherapist, and I'm wondering, how do we put boundaries at the forefront of our mental health and physical wellness? I'm on a mission to uncover more about creating secure and interdependent relationships. You don't have to self-abandon or be a people pleaser anymore. You can be your whole self in all of your authenticity and still have healthy boundaries. Welcome. Let's dive in. What's up, y'all? And welcome to, well, what was the Better Bodies Podcast. And now I have rebranded to the Better Boundaries Podcast. And that is because I find that boundaries are so important in our lives in so many ways that we don't even recognize. And when I, before started the Better Bodies Podcast, I, you know, was struggling with an eating disorder and just obsessed with exercise. And I know so many people can relate to that as well, struggling with food and fitness and just being in that earn and burn cycle. What I didn't realize at the time when I started that was it's really not about the food and exercise. And I understood that, like, because I've heard people say that before. And I was like, okay, sure. Yeah, it's not about the food and fitness. I get that there's more going on underneath. But after really taking the time to do a deep dive and talking with so many amazing people on the matters of like disordered eating and exercise, I really do see the different layers underneath. And a lot of it has to do with engaging in those egoic tendencies because we have this need to fit in, to belong, to attach to others. And it's really important that we take the time to dig in to find that self piece. Not necessarily that we ever arrive at finding self, but more so beginning to do the work to peel back the layers of societal conditioning and programming. Because then we really do see it as, okay, these are the behaviors that I'm doing in order to serve egoic needs, to in order to attach to other people and groups and to fit in and to belong and to feel loved and respected and valued and safe and secure. So we do these things for all kinds of different reasons. And I think it's important that we really, truly take a moment to pause and look at getting more aligned with ourselves and more authentic. And so why boundaries plays into that is, you know, I realized when I was struggling with food and exercise, I had no boundaries with myself. You know, I thought that that was love. I thought that was self-love and self-care is having a vigorous workout routine and eating nothing but salads and all of this like very rigid stuff. Obviously that's like a bit of an extreme example, but it's true. It happens. And we get stuck in those safe foods and, you know, doing intense workouts all the time and it's exhausting. And those aren't boundaries. That's not love. You wouldn't do that to your child. You wouldn't tell your child you can only eat these certain things and you must do this intense workout all the time. No, you would say to your child, have a rest day, recover, like just relax, read a book, do a different activity. Like that's love. Those are boundaries that, you know, parents set in place to care for their children. And we even tell these things to other people, like friends and family, like, oh, don't worry. Like you hurt your ankle, just relax. But we lack those boundaries sometimes within ourselves. And so I think it's really important to first develop that on a personal level. And also I know that the impact that boundaries has on our relationships with family and friends and coworkers and loved ones, and especially in romantic partnerships. And, you know, I see this all the time in my clinical work as a registered psychotherapist. I see this where there's been past trauma of, you know, not boundaries not being respected in the household growing up, like throughout childhood. So then as adults, you know, people come into therapy and they're engaging in, you know, passive aggressive behavior, or they don't know how to communicate their needs, or they feel like the other partner should be able to read their mind or whatever it is. And it's just causing so much conflict everywhere. Maybe you're someone who takes your work home with you, and when you really need to be cutting work off at 4 p.m. when you're finished for the day. So it can show up in so many different ways, and it really impacts our mental, physical, spiritual health, psychological well-being, impacts our relationships, impacts our sleep, honestly, everything impacts us on a physiological level. So I just think that it's so important that we dive into boundaries. So with this new shift in the podcast, I will be hosting all kinds of folks. I'm so excited to share with you. We have everything from, you know, just regular people like you and me talking about their experience setting boundaries with family members. I have interviews with, you know, financial wellness folks showing us and teaching us about setting financial boundaries with yourself, and, you know, how to budget and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, everything in holistic wellness and self-care, just to share different modalities and tools and ideas with you, so that you have kind of an idea of what might be more aligned with you. Instead of these, you know, rigid tendencies and patterns and routines that we tend to fall into. And then we get stuck there, and feeling stuff does not feel good. So I'm really, really excited to share this new podcast with you coming January 1st, 2023. And I'm so pumped to dive in. If you have any questions, please feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. It's at Better Boundaries Podcast. And I would love to chat more with you about all this stuff, because boundaries are so important in our lives, in every single aspect of our lives. So I can't wait. I hope you tune in for more episodes. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, rate the show so that more people can find it. Because when you give the show a 5-star rating and write a review, it makes it more accessible in the algorithm to other people. So yeah, please do that. And then share episodes with family and friends, especially who you're like, I heard you were going through this. Let me just send you this as a resource. And so yeah, I love it as a mental health and education resource, not a substitute for therapy, medical care, all that good stuff. That's my disclaimer, but please do share as, you know, a free resource that's out there to help support people on this journey. Alrighty, bye. Thank you for listening. Share this episode with someone that you know who could use better boundaries in their life. When you give the show a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, it also helps others to be able to find the show too. I will see you next time. Bye.